Before the Diet of Worms by Martin Luther. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by T. Wellington. Before the Diet of Worms. Most serene emperor, and you illustrious princes and gracious lords, I this day appear before you in all humility, according to your command, and I implore your majesty and your august highnesses, by the mercies of God, to listen with favor to the defense of a cause which I am well assured is just and right. I ask pardon if by reason of my ignorance I am wanting in the manners that befit a court, for I have not been brought up in king's palaces, but in the seclusion of a cloister. Two questions were yesterday put to me by this imperial majesty. The first, whether I was the author of the books whose titles were read. The second, whether I wish to revoke or defend the doctrine I have taught. I answer the first, and I adhere to that answer. As to the second, I have composed writings on very different subjects. In some I have discussed faith and good works, in a spirit at once so pure, clear, and Christian, that even my adversaries themselves, far from finding anything to censure, confess that these writings are profitable, and deserve to be perused by devout persons. The Pope's bull, violent as it is, acknowledges this. What then shall I do if I were to retract these 23? How much more should I, who am but dust and ashes, and so prone to error, desire that everyone should bring forward what he can against my doctrine? Therefore, most serene emperor and you illustrious princes, and all, whether high or low, who hear me, I implore you by the mercies of God to prove to me by the writings of the prophets and apostles that I am in error. As soon as I shall be convinced, I will instantly retract all my errors, and will myself be the first to seize my writings and commit them to the flames. What I have just said, I think, will clearly show that I have well considered and weighed the dangers to which I am exposing myself. But far from being dismayed by them, I rejoice exceedingly to see the gospel this day, as of old, a cause of disturbance and disagreement. It is the character and destiny of God's word. I come not to send peace into the world, but a sword, said Jesus Christ. God is wonderful and awful in his counsels. Let us have a care, lest in our endeavors to arrest discords, we be bound to fight against the holy word of God, and bring down upon our heads a frightful deluge of inextricable dangers, present disaster and everlasting desolations. Let us have a care, lest the reign of the young and noble prince, the Emperor Charles, on whom, next to God, we build so many hopes, should not only commence, but continue and terminate its course under the most fatal auspices. I might cite examples drawn from the oracles of God. I might speak of pharaohs, of kings of Babylon or of Israel, who are never more contributing to their own ruin than when, by measuring appearances most prudent, they thought to establish their authority. God removeth the mountains, and they know not. Job chapter 9, verse 5. In speaking thus, I do not suppose that such noble princes have need of my poor judgment, but I wish to acquit myself of a duty that Germany has a right to expect from her children. And so, commending myself to your august majesty and your most serene highnesses, I beseech you in all humility not to permit the hatred of my enemies to rain upon me an indignation I have not deserved. Since your most serene majesty and your high mightinesses require of me a simple, clear, and direct answer, I will give you one, and it is this. I cannot submit my faith either to the Pope or to the Council, because it is as clear as noonday that they have fallen into error, and even into glaring inconsistency with themselves. If, then, I am not convinced by proof from Holy Scripture, or by cogent reasons, if I am not satisfied by the very text I have cited, and if my judgment is not in this way brought into subjection to God's Word, I neither can nor will retract anything. For it cannot be right for a Christian to speak against his country. I stand here and can say no more. God help me. Amen. End of Before the Diet of Worms by Martin Luther. This is in the public domain.